The impact of climate change is so big that scientists are finding it is even affecting the rotation of the planet that is causing the days to get longer. Lauren Sommer reports from NPR's Climate Desk.
One day is 24 hours, right? Well, not exactly, according to Surendra Adhikari of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
If you want to be more precise, the length of day changes every day, basically. Today is maybe slightly longer or shorter than yesterday.
That's because the Earth is a dynamic place. Its spin can be slowed down or sped up by what's happening deep inside its core or by the moon's gravity. And the change is measured in milliseconds or 1,000th of a second.
So it changes by very, very little amount, very tiny bit.
Now, something else is changing the Earth's spin. As humans burn fossil fuels and add greenhouse gases to the atmosphere, the planet is heating up, and massive amounts of ice are melting in Greenland and Antarctica.
When ice melts, the water is bound to go into the ocean. So that would mean the mass is being transported from the both poles towards the equator.
That added water around the equator makes the planet wider around the middle, and that slows its spin. So climate change is making the days longer.
Is this a testament to the gravity of climate change, in a sense?
Adhikari found if greenhouse gas emissions stay high, days will be 2.5 milliseconds longer per century, which he published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That's not something most people would notice. But Judah Levine, a physicist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, says it does affect how we live.
Everyday life is not sensitive at the one-second level. Technology may be, and people use technology and they don't quite realize the sensitivity.
Computer systems that run financial transactions, GPS, cell phone networks, they all rely on syncing up using time. So changing time with a leap second can be a huge technological headache. Climate change will now need to be factored into those conversations, Levine says. But it's not the biggest thing to pay attention to.
If you live in a low-lying coastal area, then you're not concerned about leap seconds. Okay, I mean, that's the least of your worries. Okay, you have much more serious problems to deal with.
Because of melting ice, oceans could rise 2 feet or more by the end of the century, flooding land where millions of people live. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.